Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
To declare your independence on the Free Talk Live Network.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
We are not afraid! Here on Declare Your Independence from me, Ernest Hancock, Free Talk Live Network. I'm Genesis. This talk is Chase Barber. He's one of the co-founders and CEO of Edison Motors, edisonmotors.ca for Canada. Now, this conversation is very typical of what I come across a lot. Entrepreneurs that are developing and building and selling and marketing and working to build the backbone of America. It's blue collar out there. We know we need this. Smart guys. They got a brain box on them and they want to do it. And people want to help them. They want to invest. And who gets in the way? The man and the system, the banking system. Pay attention to this story because this is a big controversy in Canada in the legislature, their parliament or whatever, and the bureaucracies and so on. But it's so indicative of what happens around the world. It is a plague on us. And if we don't understand what's going on, we're going to be destined to suffer it until it is insufferable. And that's how you get revolutions, or it just all crashes and we go back to sticks and stones. So this is very important. I encourage you to listen to this and go check out their site, edisonmotors.ca, and go to our archive. This is, it was 2024, April 25th, that I originally did this interview. And in that archive on Declare Your Independence with ErnestHancock.com, or on the top right, you can get into the show at freedomsphoenix.com. And when you go there and you go into the archive for this show, there's more information there, plus the rest of the story, the first interview we did over a year ago with them. You get a lot more detail about their plans from the beginning and him and all the investment that they did and the R&D. But then, once they're successful, here come the vultures. They call them venture capitalists and government, but, you know, the vultures, the banks, the whatever. It's just crowdsourcing for making movies, for doing projects, for creating manufacturing. For people know what they want, and they want to be a part of and have equity in these types of companies. They are prevented. Why? Where did this come from? How did this happen? Well, just like at the end of the Grapes of Wrath, you know, it said, I don't know, but we're going to find out. We're going to help you find out. And this show, with Chase Barber, edisonmotors.ca, is an excellent example. It'll serve you to pay attention to this story. Is it possible without blood and steel? I just need, from your perspective, you know, we're going to mutter along as best we can for as long as we can, but sooner or later, what?
I feel like legally, while on an air, I should say, yes, it is possible without it, but I think it's, I think the only way it's going to be possible without blood and steel, which hopefully we can do, is we're going to need more companies like Edison. We're going to need more people making dishwashers that you can repair, things that you can service, more people being self-sufficient in the modern way. A lot of this is, hey, putting solar panels on your roof, putting batteries, not cutting the ties with the hydro. A lot of people saying that, you know what, this fucking debt isn't worth it. I've got credit card debt. I've got vehicle debt. I don't need it. I'm going to go buy a reliable older car that I can fix myself. And I'm just going to do a consumer proposal or a bankruptcy. And I'm just going to say, no, you know what? Take your system. Fuck off. I don't need it. I don't need the credit card. I don't need the credit system. I'm going to go buy reliable equipment with cash that I know is going to last. I'm going to learn how to repair my car or find a local guy that can fix my car that I can work for. And we're just going to go back to the way things were in the 1940s, 50s, and 60s, before we had all these debt instruments, before the credit rating app exists. Like, credit scores weren't even a thing until the mid-80s, 90s. Just say you're pushing
social
on so much
score.
Debt that we're doing it. We're going to build our own products. We're going to build our own lumber, our own timber. We're going to build our own houses to last. We're going to fill that with companies that build products the right way without planned obsolescence, and we're just going to fundamentally, we need power, we need internet, we're going to still have that stuff, but it's going to be under our own terms. I don't like the way these hydro companies are jacking up the rates, jacking up the prices. Well, I'll just put solar, I'll do battery. I don't like that there's vehicles now with 8-year financing terms that are fancy and heated seats and features I don't need. Well, like, I can barely struggle to afford groceries on the table, so you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to buy an older car. I'm going to keep it on the road. I'm going to buy that car with cash. Or, you know what? I'm going to buy, there's things I might just, maybe a go-kart fits the need. Maybe like a little electric car for driving around town that's like a golf cart, not a Tesla. But we scale back and we start stop using debt to keep our lifestyle going, and start building our lifestyle with what you can build at the time, the way our grandparents and great-grandparents do it. I think that's the way we can do it. We got to take the power away from those corporations, take the power away from those financial institutes, and build real things and have a real local economy that actually can serve itself. That's, I think, the best way to do it overall in the big picture. People need to buy their own freedom. People need to realize that instead of buying expensive cars, expensive toys, they need to buy their own freedom.
With you. That's why I occupy the land. It's a concept. I understand exactly what you're saying. It's, educating your own children, growing your own food, getting back. And the thing is the point that we made with PiratesWithoutBorders.com was that the technology is here, and you're an example of that. You know, here's the technology that will allow us to have long-lasting, simple devices that will do what we need it to do efficiently, cheaply, quality. It'll last a while. This door handle is not going to be replaced in the next 40 years, you know. This is the kind of thing that I'm really wish to be encouraging to you and let you know that you got help out here, and we're paying attention. You know, our subscribers and so on for our site, you know, for Freedom's Phoenix, you know, we are, have a whole bunch of news every day. And then, oh, and there's you coming on the show today. So this is, you know, what we're supporting, what you're doing, not just your business and whatever it is that you're doing. We're supporting the concept of you even existing. The fact that you, and that's what makes you dangerous. You are an inspiration from the very first videos that I caught of you when you were first, before you even received your axles, you know, or your components. I'm going, this is it. I understand what's going on. This is a duh thing. Well, they don't want you being an inspiration. The only weapon you have is the support of, one, it's a good idea, and people. And you would think that there would be even more trucking companies that would just totally go in, which it sounds like they're paying attention, but they know the headwind that you're going up against. They know, but sometimes it's worth a couple $100,000 to a trucking company CEO that understands and did exactly what you're doing 30 years ago. And he goes, you know, absolutely, I know exactly what you're, here's money, go. So that campaign, that raising of money, that right there is something that I'm, in fact, I have three Monteros, okay? They're Mitsubishi Monteros.
Right now, I'm getting that call for a meeting I got to be part of here at 9:30. I've got it with one of our customers, so
okay,
I got to
I'll let you go. I'll let you go. But I have one Montero that has a blown engine that I wanted to do this. Have a plate that puts in the electric motor, you know, right up to the transmission, and we're done. So I've been waiting on rim motors also. So what you're doing, I'm sitting here for a decade going, I want to electrify just because, man, I'm so sick of changing filters and pumps and lines and whatever. I see the benefit. Good luck to you. We'll let you go. But I tell you, man, you have some supporters here, and we want to help. So make sure you keep us in mind, okay?
I really appreciate it, and it's always a pleasure talking with you. Thanks for having me on again, and we'll probably talk in the future.
Absolutely. You keep going, and you keep doing your shorts. You keep letting us know. Get to your meeting. Peace, Chase.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Bye. Well, I'm glad to be sharing these shows with you. It gives a perspective. You know, freedom's a perspective. Well, a lot of people that are engaged in the battle for freedom have a perspective. I'm glad that we can share it with you. Chase Barber, the CEO of EdisonMotors.ca, is a great example of a young entrepreneur that he went to college, got his degree, understood, but there was really nothing for him. He put himself through college by driving truck, by delivering, by having a trucking company along with his partner, and it was just obvious to him what was needed and required in his area, and they had the smarts and the inclination to do it, and they did. And it's been supported. That is what is counter to the system, is having crowdsource funding. I'll give you an example. Years ago, there was a movie made called Iron Sky. If you go look it up, it's streaming all over the place now. But it was made with crowdfunding. And the filmmakers, I think they did Star Trek fan episodes. And they did a really good job. Technology gets a lot more available to the rank and file public out there that can compete with the big studios. And a good example is an Oscar-winning foreign movie. It got it for special effects or whatever. It was a great movie. I really enjoyed it, called G-1, which is the new Godzilla movie. The entire movie, special effects, everything, marketing, the whole thing, everything was $15 million. That slaps in the face of these production companies that make these big, giant movies, and it's really to lose money. Yeah, actors, yeah, you can get a cut. Yeah, absolutely. We'll pay you a dollar and a cut of the movie, and there's never any profit. And it's a tax thing, and they pay off and $5 billion kickbacks to the caterers of the, you know, everybody. You know, everybody gets a little taste, a little sum back to the studio kind of thing. So this is so obvious what's going on, especially after G minus one. You watch that movie. It's just, I really recommend it. I mean, it's in Japanese and subtitles, but it was a fantastic movie. It takes you back to the good old days of just entertainment. And I was really impressed with it. And the fact that it was done for $15 million was, are you freaking kidding me? One special effect cost that in a Marvel movie. So this was a slap in the face to these big studios. Years before, they did a movie called Iron Sky. Iron Sky, you know, it was a fun movie, a sci-fi. It's kind of a parody on, you know, movies, but it was Nazis on the dark side of the moon that went there after, by the end of World War II with their secret projects, and they've been waiting to come save Earth, and, you know, they got to bomb them to save them, so they must be getting lessons from Washington. But the point was, is that a friend of mine insisted that I watch this movie, and finally he brought it over on a USB stick, just came in, hey, how you doing, walked over to my TV, plugged it in, you know, it was the first time I ever even knew you could play a movie, you know, an MP4 on your smart TV, I guess, I didn't even know that. So he came in, he put that in years ago, and he said, watch, and within 10 minutes, I was like, whoa, this is good. What they did is crowdsource funding. People that were fans of the movie, the filmmakers, the producers and the directors, and they had their super-duper iPad or whatever, and they made the movie. It was awesome that they were able to do that, and they crowdsource-funded the second movie. Now, of course, second movie sequels aren't as good, but the point was is that I participated. I think it was $35, $45 that I purchased the Blu-ray, which you don't even need to anymore, but, you know, purchased the Blu-ray of the movie when it was done and made and come out, that I would get that. And that was my contribution into them doing, and you get, you know, updates all the time, and it takes an extra year. You know, and then they said, okay, and finally it gets done. That bypassing of the studio and the theater system is a big giant backhand to them, and they know it. So there is not support of this. When they made this movie, no matter how popular it was, it wouldn't make it into the theaters. It had to be downloaded online, or you purchased the DVD or what. Now it's streaming all over the place. But the point is crowdsource funding bypasses all the middlemen that want to get their share. The man needs to get a cut. When you have businesses that are doing this, that's gatekeepers for business, don't like it. Because I remember a lot of times one of the more successful Kickstarters that there was a Mormon family that, you know, in the heat, certainly in the Southwest, they love doing water balloon fights and water balloon. And the parents, when you got like, you know, a dozen kids or six kids or a lot of kids, and you're having to fill up a bunch of these water balloons, oh, heck no. And as I remember, they had a bunch of children. And I think they were Mormon, but what they had done is they figured out a way to have you hook it up to the hose, and it had these little straws that went down to a bunch of balloons that would fill up. I'm sure you may have seen it. If you got kids, you've seen these. But you go to the store, and you could fill up 100 water balloons in 10 minutes. It was just, it's amazing. They just drop off when they get heavy enough into your barrel or something, and you got water balloons coming out your ears. So I'm going, that is an awesome Kickstarter. And it raised gazillions of dollars, boom, immediately, because it was a good idea. People know good idea. That's a good idea. I'm going to go ahead and pre-purchase that. And when it comes out, gimme, gimme, gimme. Now you can go to dollar stores and you can get them from those nothing. And it's awesome. Well, there are many of such kinds of projects like that. And all they needed was a place to go and say, I can do this. I'm doing it. Who wants to help me do it? Pre-purchase, whatever. And it's up to the individuals to determine if they want to risk their money or not. I've done some Kickstarters that I've never got. You know, I may have even put, you know, $100 or something. But you want to finance and support the change you want to see in the world. This gives an opportunity to do that. And ICOs, initial coin offerings, a bunch of crap coins that coming out in cryptos, and what, some of them are good. Some of them I know the people that were developing. I know why. So this is why the Security Exchange Commission and the federal government and the banking, they went after crypto because it was competition with their monopoly on legal tender. Legal tender is what? It's defined as, you know, silver and gold in the Constitution, but they need to control what is and is not acceptable money to them. What's going to happen is you're going to have, you know, one of them or a new one or Bitcoin or something is going to evolve into GoldmanSucks.gov coin, guarantee it. And any other crypto that they see as a threat will be categorized as counterfeit. You're not allowed to do that. Well, I just want to trade and barter and silver and what? Yeah, but where's our cut? We're the man. We need a cut. Where's our cut? You don't get one. Oh, no, can't have that. So flea markets, kids mowing your lawn, babysitters, right? That's what this digital currency is about. You will not be allowed any trade or transaction using the only currency they wish to make available without that providing a cut to the beast that's devouring you. Crowdsource funding is not going to be supported. They are coming after it just like they are doing crypto. Well, Chase Barber from Edison Motors is a good example of that. Now, they have government programs that they tried to, you know, coerce them into or, you know, dangle the carrot in front of them or slap them around if you didn't do it. And, of course, they want their cut. You know, they get 20% of everything, you know, for us helping you get the money that we're administering. And, oh, by the way, you got to have us help you get it and administer it. And we get a cut for you getting it. And the taxpayers, you know, get ripped off. You get ripped off and they make more money. And they're doing it on the backs of the entrepreneurs. So this is not sustainable. And it's just imploding all around us. The Great Reset is going to have a greater reset. They think they're going to be able to control this reset. This all went to crap, and we have the solution. We, you know, what they call it, the Hegelian dialectic. They create the problem and offer themselves as a solution. Well, there's going to be a problem, lots of problems. When that happens, the people, finally have enough documentation. That's why the Internet has to be controlled. The narrative has to be controlled. Because what's happening is that you have all of this information available to people to see what's happening. Now, that's not what the lamestream media, the media so last century, is going to share with you. They're not going to tell you that's how it's done. It's going to take alternative media. It's going to be your own experiences that you share with your employer, as an employer, with your friends, your family, your community, that you see it happen. But then what are you going to do? Well, gosh, I'm going to go vote myself free. Well, they control that too. So one of the stories that was on Freedom's Phoenix today while I was editing this show, from me doing that to now it's Sunday, the 28th of April, 2024, and I'll go over some of the news items today that demonstrates this and why our solution that we talked about, occupy the land. Now, we're just now, tomorrow, the 29th of April, we go to pick up.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
USA News Update. Cleanup efforts underway after deadly tornadoes in America's heartland. Oklahoma Department of Emergency Management Director Annie Mack Vest.
And so just making sure that people have what they need is the most important thing right now, and the other efforts as we begin to come in and help the city managers, the elected officials.
Tornadoes caused extensive destruction in several towns, including Sulphur, Oklahoma. Former President Trump is in New York City ahead of the second week of testimony in his hush money trial, which resumes Tuesday. Judge Juan Merchan expected to hold a second hearing Thursday concerning Trump's alleged breach of his gag order. House Speaker Mike Johnson still facing threats of removal from some conservatives within his party. Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene said on Sunday Johnson's days as Speaker are numbered after he supported additional aid for Ukraine. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of FreemansPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreemansPhoenix.com are constantly provided the information that detail the real news between the lines of propaganda about government policies and the true relationship we all have with coercive governments. Learn the true condition of our economy, innovations and technological breakthroughs in energy, health, computer science, and space travel. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media, the media that is so last century. Corporate media has evolved into nothing more than distributors of government propaganda. But we now have a fantastic alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com provides constant news updates on the issues that affect our lives in the most important ways. Our liberty and our property are under constant attack, and FreedomsPhoenix.com provides an understanding behind the propaganda while encouraging the participation of our readers. Join us at FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com, where the revolution between the ears is already mature.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, here on the Free Talk Live Network on Genesis. This evening's show is edited from a show that I just did a few days ago with Chase Barber, the CEO of Edison Motors, and it sparked a lot of conversation about why we are exiting the city and building in the desert. OccupyTheLand.org. I took the opportunity in the last segment to start
explaining to you what we're doing, and we're right within days of occupying our own land in the Sonoran Desert, west of Phoenix, out in Arizona. And what we want to do, we're from Arizona, raised our family here. We've embraced the heat, you know, embraced the suck in the summer, dozens of times. So we know what we're getting into. It's not ideal to be building right now, but I don't think we can wait. I'm really concerned about what's happening, and we need to get out and get going. So in this segment, I share a lot of inside baseball with you guys, a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that our regular listeners and subscribers know, but I just wanted to make sure you knew a little bit, too, and prepare for what's coming and hopefully be inspired by our solutions. We were going to wait till fall, till the end of September, but I don't think we can wait. You know, it's going to suck being in the heat. We're going to embrace the suck. So it's, and of course, we're going to be learning how to live in the heat. I mean, we from Phoenix. We've been living here for decades, so we know how it gets. But the I think we got a plan, and we're going to be able to be safe out there. And if it gets really bad, I mean, we got, you know, four of our kids' families, you know, here to, you know, hide in, and friends and so on. But I think we're going to be okay. But we needed equipment to do that. So the Kubota and a bunch of attachments that we have for it. But once we go out there, we're going to have to stay there. We're not going to be, you know, come steal our stuff, you know, put little iPods, you know, little tracking things on everything. But the and web cam, that's one thing that we're going to be doing, is creating webcam feeds that we can give access to subscribers that you can, you know, see the nights. We even have a nighttime camera, a low light camera that you can just look at the sky, look at the desert. We would be seeing opening the day with sunrises and sunsets, and you can help be surveillance of the land. But the we're doing that so that you guys can share in the experience, and we can do some time lapse and so on. But we're going to wait the first couple of months, May and June. We'll document a little bit. We'll do little short videos, and we'll have it there to edit, and a lot of graphics, pictures, and so on. But we're not going to be focusing on making super great, wonderful look at the flowers videos. We got to get to work. So we have some equipment that I needed to get at auction. It was just cheaper to do that than order them new. You know, different buckets, you know, custom buckets that we needed for the backhoe. And then we need I have a bunch of pallets that I got, and, you know, a fork for the loader to be able to do a forklift. What was some of the other? Oh, we have a building. We need to shade the bus so that we don't die. So we have that we need to pick up. I got a trailer that can haul the tractor. You know, that I lucked out on that one. I got a good deal on that. So that is some of the stuff that we got to go pick up tomorrow. Then right after that, while we got that, just to make sure they fit and get some measurement, we're going to take it right over to the dealership, the Kubota dealership, and finalize every little old thing that we need. They're putting together. We already have the tractor picked. I got to go sit in it and smell the new smell. And I did, because we're doing it in the summer, I did get the cab on it. So that's air conditioning, and I got my stereo, and I go, Green Acres is the place for me. So we have in comfort that we're going to be able to at least not die, you know, be able to get the land contoured and crafted, and we'll start detailing, and we'll have, you know, Sean Holman is the architect on this, and he and his son's going to come out for the second time to on our land to camp out to kind of get the orientation for everything. So this is going to be, you know, interest. You know, we're going to make sure that it's interesting and you get all of the details from raw desert land. And if we can do this, what I have in mind, to pass this on to my kids and grandkids, that we can build a sanctuary for our family and extended family, maybe a couple of friends if you're worthy, you know. But if you want to come, we inspire you to come out and what we're going to do. And I think it's going to be inspiring. You know, Donna's a real estate agent. She can hook you up. You know, we have people that she's already gotten to know over the past years that we've been searching for this. So very familiar with the area. There's plenty of land. Get your own. Well, you know, and we got a tractor. But the inspiration that you get from what we're doing is really one of the primary goals of this effort behind us taking care of ourselves and the future of our family and the fulfillment of a promise to my wife, Donna, that went on the Love Bus Liberty Tour as we've been, you know, we started in early 2020, beginning of COVID. We had planned this in 19. We could see what was coming financially. Of course, they kind of, you know, they didn't disappoint with the amping up of how much they can rip you off with more money. But the from 20 to now, 24, it's been 4 years, we've been going back and forth across the country. And one of the main topics has been intentional communities. Where is the Liberty Tour? Where can we go and support each other? I'm not for sharing property. That may be an incentive to try and do that because a lack of resources of people. But what I did is we saved up, and then we got a good deal on raw land in the desert. And because our children are nearby, we're familiar with the desert. It only sucks for, you know, a few months. And then the rest of the time, it's awesome. Even at night in the desert, you got comfortable sleeping except for like 2 months, you know, half of July, the mid of July through the mid of September is when you really start having problems. But at night, as long as you have comfortable sleeping temperatures and you're out in the desert, and it's beautiful. I mean, I like the desert because it's clean. You can see the mountains, the shadows on it, the sunsets, the sky, the blackness of the sky, the brightness of the starlight. Starlight in the desert, you can walk by it. I mean, it's amazing. Now, if you get clouds and so on, it gets dark. But then it's like daylight with a full moon. It's just amazing. And I'm really looking forward to this and sharing it with everyone. But the focus is not going to be, you know, like a video channel. The focus is not going to be, we're going to do it, but we're going to not have it interfere with the project itself. There's so much time and effort that goes into these videos that, fortunately, when it gets really hot in late summer here, that gives us an opportunity to have to come inside. Has not, you know, not a lot else to do but editing and doing some computer work and taking care of freedomsphoenix.com and the radio show, Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, and PiratesWithoutBorders.com is going to start getting an upgrade because it's the promotion of decentralization of everything. And over the decades, we have accumulated a lot of information in several categories, like communication and energy and shelter and healthcare and food and transportation and automation and education. I mean, all these things, you know, medicines and so on, that we put in these categories there for this project. So now that we have all of that information available and we go through an update, what's the most pertinent, what techniques are we going to use in the building, then it makes it easier for us to select. We already have done a lot of our due diligence, but we're going to share the experimentation. Now, a lot of this we haven't included. We've been documenting. We've had videos over the last 4 years or so, but we've built prototype domes. We've experimented with different techniques, different materials, we've helped on different projects, we've gone to workshops. All that information has been accumulated, and then we're going to put it in actual practice and document that, even if I don't make a big giant, try to stretch it out, one big giant video of me spending 15 minutes on something. So it's going to be a skip to the end stuff. We'll get more detailed later, but we need to get started, and we were going to do it in cooler months, but I don't think we can wait, so we're going to get on it. Now, there are many stories. One of the big ones today on freedomsphoenix.com is that there's an off-grid with Doug and Stacy is one of the channels that we look at, and there's a gentleman that's been living in Amish country. You know, he looks Amish, but I don't think he is. But he's been living that lifestyle, and he does, you know, reports on different things. It's an interesting channel. But there's just been a Supreme Court case where the EPA, their powers have been pushed back away from a lot of water problems, water rights, water access. We're going to try to control the people with water out in the middle of the nothing. Well, that got challenged, and the ranchers won. So we're going to be doing a lot more focus on that. And that's one of the things that we're willing to do, that we're non-compliers. That doesn't mean that we don't understand the system and how and the arguments for and everything, but we're willing to challenge a lot of this stuff, because if you don't have property rights, I'm not going to be passing anything on to my children and grandchildren in the next decades. It's just going to be, you know, the man says and it's theirs and you'll own nothing and here's your happy shot. I mean, they literally are thinking that way. So I can't, it's just not in me to leave this fight to my children and grandchildren. My children, very much part of our activism up and through high school, and they went on with their lives, and they have their own mindset and what they're doing, but they're all freedom people, and their kids are also. So this is important to my family, that we, because mom and dad, grandma and grandpa, no. Once we don't think we know, we know. We've been there, done that, got a bunch of T-shirts. So we're going to go ahead and challenge everywhere we can without seeking a confrontation. But when they come and they say, you don't own your property, you're not allowed to use your property, doesn't matter if you're not bothering anybody or nobody complained or you're out in the middle of the desert, and we say, we got really. So prepare yourself for those battles. Well, this is going to be interesting for all of our friends and supporters over the decades. My wife Donna and I have been libertarian, liberty community activists since the late 80s. And this has been finally, as we're starting to get to retirement age, never retire, but, you know, we start to hit 60, we're going, yep, it's time to take all of this and put it into practice and to provide something for our family. The show that we did with Chase Barber about Edison Motors, we've been keeping track of this from the beginning, for a couple of years. And what happened is that's what got me started being an activist, was my father went through pretty much the same thing. And as I just trying to help him, and I had my own business, and just I didn't work for him. I didn't, you know, I want to work for my dad. But I wanted to help. And then it became obvious to me that this was a trend, that this was an infection on the American dream that was not going to allow our children to have the same opportunities that even we did, much less our parents or grandparents. So this is very important to me, and Occupy the Land is going to be a thing, but I will not allow the documentation of it or the distraction from the trolls or all the negative waves of anybody, because that you can see that happen. They insert these people in. It's fear, uncertainty, and doubt. It could be AI bots that you're talking to telling you you're doing it wrong. Well, I plan on doing it wrong. I'm going to do it different. I can guarantee that, you know, and it's going to work. Or it's not. And if it doesn't, we will know. And we're going to keep doing it. We got plenty of land, plenty of room for mistakes, plenty of equipment to be able to do it, and a lot of raw materials that's on the land. So here we go. This is going to be an exploration of Yankee ingenuity, American know-how, what the promise of America was, the purpose of government, defense of individual rights. If it's not doing that, then what the heck are they there for? So these are a lot of the things we're going to try and be, you know, not non-existent, but low profile. We're not going to really push this. We sure as heck aren't going to be doing anything on the big tech platforms. So we might do some that, you know, kind of prove themselves or some, but there are others that we wish to support. There are other opportunities for the sharing of data for community. And these are decentralized efforts that we have been interviewing and promoting these guys for years, if not decades. So we're going to take advantage of crypto and alternative currencies and silver and gold backs and, you know, barter and trade and local communities and so on. So this is very important that you understand the reasoning that we're doing this and the inspiration example to others. That is what the threat is. When it gets to where it's noticed that it is inspiring people, you can expect the man to be a coming. So Who are we trying to inspire? The liberty community itself. If you're not of the mindset that you're looking for the truth, hell, there's a truth button on your keyboard. You can go find the truth if you want it, or do you just want your bias confirmed? You know, I'm looking for people that want to know the truth. That's why the slogan on Freedom's Phoenix is uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's been my thing from the beginning, decades. So now it's all coming to fruition. All the parallel efforts are starting to converge. And we are getting ready to unleash the dreadnought, which is just a mindset. So if you want to join us, we will make sure that you know where to go. You can check out freedomsphoenix.com. We'll definitely have news up there about it, and probably more likely occupytheland.org. So we haven't done anything other than have a placement. You can see the home that we're building there, the plan architect and the prototypes that we've done to facilitate what we're going to be doing, and experimentation, and start with some of the outbuildings and the small buildings and whatever, getting to the point to where we're comfortable with the mechanism and design and the method that we're going to use. So, and we've had experience with it, we've been successful, but there's a lot of other things and other ideas that people have, and we encourage people to share with us. But we're not going to be accepting, you know, negative criticism or fear, uncertainty, and doubt, or threats of, or so, and which is one reason why we don't want to use big tech, because there's some Karen sitting there waiting to, you know, report you to the man. You're not clicking heels in Zeke Highland enough. You know, it's Homestead Nazis or something. You know, whatever. Don't care. We're not going to be wasting our time with that. But we are there to take the input from well-meaning, interested, experienced, liberty-minded people, and to serve them. And there's going to be a lot of land out here. We're way out. Our nearest, we have like, in 5 miles, we got like two neighbors. So, I mean, you know, it's remote, intentionally. So this is going to be a great example. I encourage you guys to participate, and we'll still document what's going on. We're definitely going to be shifting a lot of our attention towards solutions. This solution, what I believe is the solution, get out from under they, them, those that will not leave you alone's thumb. The pressure is going to continue. They're going to more. There's a sovereign debt spiral that's going to all governments at every level, every city, every county, every state. Some are worse than others, but it's all of them. So I want to make sure that you understand that you're going to be your own solution. We are, and we are just going to try and share that and inspire people. Now, that means that you're going to have to start using different kind of communication. You're going to go more decentralized, more private, more using apps, more, and there's many out there, and we will be finalizing and making some selection. Plus, we have our own site. FreedomsPhoenix.com has been developed to be a, you know, everything app from the beginning. For decades, we've done this so that we could do this very kind of thing. But, you know, there are other platforms that have a lot of other options that I think we might use as well. So that's what the plan is. It's we mention it every now and then. We talk about it. A lot of our supporters and listeners know, and it just keeps from progressing a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. But it's been years in the making. Well, that time to actually start it and be occupying the land begins this coming month, May of 2024. And we got a lot of work to do for those 2 months. And it's going to be a race to be ready so we can survive the summer and stay on the land. And then once the fall hits, it's going to be easy street. It's going to be beautiful weather. It's going to be comfortable. We're going to be out. I mean, it might get really cold and chilly and, you know, in daytime temperatures in the 60s. Ha ha ha. Or, you know, at nighttime, it might freeze a couple times, but I think we'll be okay. So this is going to be fun. I'm glad you guys are there to share in this, but I just want you to understand. You go to freedomsphoenix.com, and it's mainstream. You know, this is not anything that's not known to anybody. It's stipulated information. It comes from all, you know, alt media, you know, the lamestream media, you know, congressional records, C-SPAN, what. the information of where this is going. I could read off a bunch of them here now, but it is just, man, and I don't want to worry about it anymore. Worry means that I need to do something. That's what, whenever I worry about anything, means I need to do something about it so I can sleep. If I don't, I sit there and I worry about it. Well, if I do everything I can every day to progress further, I accomplish something towards our goal, I'm not worried about it. I did everything I could. I sleep, make love, have a good time, eat, enjoy my life with my wife and my kids. It is just the life that we were meant to live. And then at the end of the day, you get a meal, you're hydrated, and you just sit there and watch the sunset. You watch the sunrise. You live as we were intended. And I am going to have all the high-techy stuff that I want. You know, I'm a movie guy, man. It's going to be big screen. I got power. But we have all the utilities that we need. You know, the water thing, we're going to be creative about that. We're going to be sharing a lot on that. So that's one reason we need to get on the land so we can get that done in time for collection of a lot of the monsoon water that comes at the end of the summer. If we miss that, I'm not going to be able to charge the land the way I want to for another year. So we're, you know, kind of in a race for that. That's one reason why we couldn't wait. So we have our solar panels, we have our batteries, we have our wires, we have our inverters, we have generators, we got everything ready over the years in anticipation of this. Well, here it comes. And as we bring stuff onto the land, we can document each one of them. So once it starts, it's going to be meat. It's going to be really good, dense additions to the information that what we're providing. Now, we have some experience, but not everything. I mean, you know, I haven't owned a tractor before. I've used tractors and backhoes and friends and helping them and do whatever. So I knew what I needed or thought I knew what I needed. So that's what we're doing. Made the best choices and everything that we could, and we're going to share with you. Now, it wasn't free, but it wasn't a gazillion dollars either. You know, the land was not that much. We'll get into details later as we start to document this. But it wasn't, you know, undoable. And I'm trying to encourage people that even if they have 1, 2, 3 acres, grandma, grandpa, somebody, mom, dad, you found it cheap in the somewhere or something. I'm just trying to demonstrate that in the Sonoran Desert, if we can create a food forest the way that we plan, what's your excuse?
Hey!
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.